going to do it till after we... Are we talking about it now?
We're going to talk about it now, bud.
Yeah, I've got Miss Powser, Elaine Powser.
Now, wait just a minute, Phil.
Wait a minute. Is she on the line?
Yeah, she'll be on later on.
Wait just... Would you kill that music before I put my fist through that...
What?
You've got Elaine Powser. She was my social secretary.
Yeah, she worked for you over at... A little bird told me.
She worked for me at the Dicklin Syndicate.
All right.
What are you guys trying to pull anyway?
Well, Margaret, I mean, you and I talked about this, right? And you wanted to clear the air.
I wanted to clear the air. Ladies and gentlemen, there was an impression, may I?
Go ahead.
There was an impression left after the show yesterday that somehow I was a racist. This was because John Jerryman brought up the Risby Theater production of West Side Story, in which out of the chorus I leapt and I said, there's a place for us somewhere, no Puerto Ricans, something like that.
Yeah, well, you said you hope there are none.
Whatever you said, Robert, that's fine.
You said you hope there are no Puerto Ricans.
That was way back. Let me explain. That was when I was still in college. I was going to the University of Pennsylvania. I had been in California doing a little bit of acting. Then I went back to school. Then I came back to California. I married Frank. But while I was in school, politically, I was a little bit right of center.
Right of center, huh?
Right of center, huh?
You know something, Phil?
Margaret, when you do the basso profundo...
Well, I've got to do something to defend myself.
Go ahead, Miss Gray. I want to hear.
Thank you, Robert. So, when I was in college, okay, I dabbled in right-wing politics. It was a phase. It did not define my life. You ask anyone that knows Margaret Gray, the great many, many friends that I have who are of American African, who are Mexican or...
They're like Hispanic and African American.
Yeah, that's it. Hispanic, African American, and Mexicans.
Well, that's not how you say it.
You mean Hispanic and African Americans?
Yes.
See, Margaret, when you're confused like that...
What are you trying to pull anyway? If you try to intimate anything, Phil, I will file a lawsuit.
But wait a minute. I'm not going to say anything that isn't already on the record. Now, during one of our shows, and Elaine Powser is going to come up here, she remembers... What does that smell, bud?
It smells like ants.
Oh, my God, yes. It has that sort of... that acid that...
Yeah, every time you step on an ant, it has that smell. Man, I hope we don't have a... God damn it.
Well, when's Bobby coming back?
He'll be back. Don't worry about it. But it's the summertime. What are you going to do? All right, you guys want to do the show, or do you want to start sniffing for ants? Jesus.
Yeah, what if we going to sit there and sniff it up?
I'm doing the show. Don't worry. Margaret, you were on the show here a number of years ago, and you were talking about collecting Barbie dolls.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, that was... Let's just get Elaine on here.
All right, you know, I want to talk to Elaine because I'll tell you something. That is dirty pool. When I was on the show talking about Barbie dolls, we were taught... Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you are too dumb. Not too dumb, I'm sorry, I don't mean that. A lot of you are not... You're not up to speed on some of the things that have gone on the show.
All right, look, Elaine, are you there?
Hi, Phil, yes.
Hi, Elaine, it's Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Now, Elaine was my secretary when I was at Dicklin, and when I was at Dicklin Syndicate, and I still am, by the way, but I don't carry,
Don't carry as much weight.
No, I don't carry as heavy a schedule as much weight.
Now, I was your secretary, Margaret, during one show you did on the Phil Henry Show, and women were collecting Barbie dolls.
Yes, exactly.
All right. And you said to me, I want to go to that meeting. I think it was in Tampa, Florida.
It was. A lot of women were bringing antique and collectible Barbie dolls. And I made the statement on the air that it was a wonderful event. I was looking forward to this.
Well, you said because it was white women getting together and expressing their pride, the white pride.
Yes, I did say that, all right.
What does that mean, the white pride?
Well, what she said...
Wait, hold on, Elaine. I'd like to do this. Yes, I said that.
All right, let's... Elaine, give us some background here.
All I want to say, Margaret, is I worked for Margaret at Dicklin. She's a wonderful woman, a wonderful mother.
Thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome, and I mean that. And a good friend. But you did say what you said. You said you wanted to get together with other white women and have this prideful moment...
With Barbie dolls. Is that what you're trying to say?
I didn't say it. You said it.
All right. Well, Mark, is this on tape someplace?
I believe it's one of your shows, Mr. Henry.
I don't want to dig for it right now.
Bobby, look for it.
Not right now, man. I mean, you know what we could do is we have a classic that we affix to or attach to every day's show. Maybe today's BSP classic will be that show.
Well, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to make me look like a monkey or something?
Margaret, no. It's just that when Phil called me, he said, well, you were the social secretary. And
Phil called you?
Yeah, I had her name. What does that sound?
Oh, it sounds like a jet is going by or something.
Oh, you don't have the door open, do you? Well, thunder's outside.
Oh, is that your cat, Mr. Henry? I hear an awful lot about it.
Can we stick to what we're talking about here?
All right, well, so Elaine, I want Margaret to have her say here. What did you say, Margaret?
I said going to Tampa for the Barbie doll collectible convention was going to be a rare, wonderful time that I can hang out with other white women.
Yeah?
Well, do I need to say more? In other words,
do you need to say more?
Well, that doesn't mean that I don't love and respect black women, Hispanic women, and Mexicans.
You keep saying Mexicans.
I mean Hispanic women.
Margaret, you're showing a little bit of a almost an illiterate a knowledge of race.
Phil, don't start lecturing me. Of all the people in the world to lecture me about race relations and about the relationship that I have with the...
With the Mexicans.
With the Hispanics. Is it Hispanicans?
I can't believe you. You know, you're over here. You're one of the most liberal people on the radio today, Ms. Gray, and you're sitting here asking, is it Hispanicans? Wow.
Well, she was sort of like that when I worked for her, you know.
And who is she?
I'm sorry, Margaret was sort of like that when I worked for her.
Again, I want to emphasize, Phil, when was this Barbie doll convention?
It was back in the early 2000s, and you was on Mr. Henry's show. And you said you were looking forward to going down to Tampa, and for the first time in maybe your entire life, just being with other proud white women with the Barbie dolls.
You think I would sound like that much of an ass and a half?
You did, Miss Gray. I'm not saying...
Oh, I did, huh?
You did. I swear to God.
Margaret, I remember the show.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, I think I remember, too. Well, I wasn't on staff at the time, so I can't say.
Good, so the general's on my side.
But it sounds like something you do.
See, what happened was...
Well, what does that mean?
I'm just saying, I don't think you're a racist, but I can see, Margaret, how you are... You're the kind of woman who likes to be with people who are of her own ilk.
And that means no black women.
Well, that's sort of what you said to me today. You said, I want to fly to Tampa for the Barbie doll convention. And I said, do you want me to book you the flight? And you said, yes. And then you said, who will be there? And I said, all the women who have Barbie dolls. And you said, oh, mostly white women that I think. And I said, I wouldn't know, but I guess. And you said, it'll be refreshing.
No. Now I remember what I said. Yes, I said it would be okay, here, this is good. I remember now.
Well, you said...
No, let me just say, Elaine.
So you remember what you said?
Yes, I remember. Here, I'm going to tell you. What I said was the following. I said, are there going to be at the Barbie doll convention? And you said, yes, white women. And I said, well, that's a change of pace that I can be with...
Yeah.
What I said was...
Margaret, we're waiting for you to say it. What did you say?
Said it would be a change of pace to be around a lot of whites who, you know, use the same kind of body care products.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You mentioned Nivea lotion.
All right, okay. Here, I remember what I said now.
You mentioned Nivea lotion.
But hold on for a minute.
Yeah, hold on, Elaine.
I said it'll be refreshing to be with the white women. I love all women and I love all people, but won't it be fun to be down there with primarily white women who use...
Dove soap.
Yes, Dove soap.
You know, and I talked to a lot of women of color and African American. They use Dove soap too.
Well, I didn't know it.
So it'll be nice to be down there with the white women using Dove soap and not Nivea lotion.
I didn't say that, did I?
Well, you mentioned the.
She did mention Nivea. She said, "Should I bring Nivea in case somebody runs out?" And I said, "I think they're all white women." And you said, "Oh yeah, that's right."
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. I kept extensive notes on it. Margaret?
Well, if I did...
Margaret, why don't you just... What did you mean by this, okay? Yeah, that's what I want to know. You're talking about going down there and hanging out with white women. We heard you yesterday saying, you know, you wanted to rewrite that... whatever that song was from West Side Story so you don't have too many Puerto Ricans hanging around.
I didn't say that. I said, there's a place for us, somewhere a place for us.
Well, are you going to sing the whole song?
I'm remind...
You're remembering it.
Yes, I'm remembering it.
We're ganging up on Ms. Gray. Give her a chance.
Thank you very much, Bud. I'm remembering the song. There's a place for us, somewhere a place for us. Beauty, da-da-da-da-da. No Mexicans.
Yeah, that's what you said. You used to sing that in the office.
I did not.
You did. You go, no Mexicans or other PRs bothering me. How about yours? Somewhere, someday.
You know what? Do yourself a favor, Lane. You can't sing very well.
Well, I'm not the one singing about PR.
All right. I would like you to hold the phone here for a moment. Elaine Pauser with us. Where are you, Elaine?
I'm in San Francisco, California, and I want...
All right, wait. Elaine Pauser in San Francisco, she is the, at one time, Margaret Gray's secretary at Dicklin Syndicate. This is no big thing to me. I'm just...
Well, then why are you making an issue? I am being held up to ridicule and judgment in front of however many people, you know, all six of your listeners, whatever it is.
Then what do you care?
And I'm being held up as some kind of a racist.
Well, not a racist so much as maybe you've grown, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Well, Robert, what do you think? You think I'm a racist?
Well, yeah, think about it.
I think,
Are you, gotta think about it? Am I a racist or not?
Give the man a chance to think.
I would say no, you're not, but, yeah, but.
Would you shut up, Bud?
Bud,
sometimes you kind of, you know, misstep. Say some things a lot of white people say.
Like what, for instance?
Well, you know, like, I don't know, you make references to my thick lips.
Oh, you're a... That is a filthy lie.
Come on, guys, quit screwing around. I don't know, I don't think so.
Oh, so you don't think... I can tell you that in the office, Ms. Gray was not racist at all.
Thank you, Elaine.
Well, you know, you'd be making... You'd make a crack about someone's nappy head or something like that, and I'd say, are you being a racist? And you'd say... No, did you take it that way? And I said, yes. Then you'd say, well, then no, I'm not being a racist.
And when did I make a comment about someone's nappy head?
Right after the Don Imus thing, when he said it.
Oh, what a load of horse dung.
I swear, I mean...
All right, well, I don't want to go that far. We're just trying to ascertain. You went through a period, didn't you?
I went through a period.
You went through a period of racism.
I did not go through a period. I went through a period of my life in my college years, and yes, it slopped over into my adulthood, when I looked at the world and I...
You saw a lot of PRs.
Yeah, I saw more PR, not PRs, I saw more Puerto Ricans than I was comfortable with. That's all. Look at Phil.
You know, Margaret, that is so stereo. That's Fox News racism. That's Laura Ingraham.
How dare you compare me to that slut?
Oh, man. Did you really say that?
Oh, my God, Ms. Gay. You talk about Laura Ingraham being a slut.
I've seen her at parties in New York. Don't worry about it.
Let's not get into trouble with her, okay?
Well, you compared me to Fox. You said Fox News racism, didn't you?
Yeah, that's the kind of...
You should have seen Phil, folks. He went, yeah. What is that?
Hey, don't avoid the point.
Yeah, stick to the point, Margaret.
Well, who's talking to you, Elaine? I can hang the phone up on you at any second.
Wait, so you said...
I said back in my younger days... That I was interested, I was...
You said you'd flirted with the, you know, George Lincoln Rockwell's philosophy.
I flirted a little bit with...
With the Nazi philosophy?
Not Nazism. I liked the idea of protecting white workers. Oh, man.
Yeah, you really... You put your foot in now, Miss Gray.
I haven't put my foot in anything. Everyone who knows me, everyone in Hollywood and beyond knows that I am liberal, I'm open-minded, and you could all hang it in your ass...
You wear, Margaret. You know.
Oh, hang up on her, will you?
Elaine, thank you very much.
Is that the way you talk?
There's Elaine Pauser, Margaret Gray with us. I don't know. You know.
What do you want me to say? Do you want me to say that I was a terrible person?
Well, look, Margaret, everyone's young. Everybody makes mistakes.
I did that, yes. And yes, I did say that it would be a pleasure to go to Tampa and be with the white women. Big deal.
Yeah, but I mean, it sounds racist.
When you said it would be a pleasure to go to Tampa and be with white women, was it because you were hanging around with too many black women? Was that it?
No, it was not that. It was that the news, the way that the society was unfolding, I don't know. You know, Jason J. Delmonico had started a new private school in Santa Monica, and there was a black family.
No, what?
There was a black family.
Yes, and they were pushing their weight around at a PTA meeting, and I got up one night and I said...
What'd you say?
Take it easy, Robert. I said, you people, and that was the end of that.
You people. You know, Margaret,
here it comes. Now I'm going to get lectured by the white boy here. I would rather hear it from a black person, Phil.
No, that's not my flaw. That's not how I hang. You know, that's not how I roll, okay?
Hang or roll?
Both. Got to say, he went both. Whatever I said. I believe that white people talk to white people about this stuff. I'm not here to have any black people back me up or have you get backed up. I'm saying the way we talk, we ought to be talking to each other a lot more.
What are you talking about? You and me?
No, I mean whites. Because there's a lot of dumbass whites out there. And people who may have a better understanding of these things, other white people, I think owe it to them, to fellow white citizens, to explain to them how this country has evolved and how their entrenched white bullshit thinking.
Good God, Phil, the language.
I'm sorry, it just pisses me off.
Well, so I'm part of the white entrenched thinking.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're talking about it with us. But this is the whole reason why the country's having a hard time. There's a percentage of whites, a group of white people in this country that think that they just get to run things, man.
I don't think that at all, Phil. I went to a goddamn Barbie.
Hey, watch it. You know, Margaret, that language.
Don't worry about it, General. You were in the army. You talked any way you wanted to. Now Mama is going to get some things said.
Margaret.
Oh, no. I went down to the damn Barbie doll convention, and I said, it's going to be refreshing, proud white women holding their Barbie. Go ahead, laugh it up.
Holding their Barbie dolls, huh? So that was, Miss Gray, what did it mean?
Just what I said. A lot of women collecting Barbie dolls, that's important to us. And you might as well know the truth, Phil.
What?
Barbie doll collection has white pride and white nationalist underpinnings.
Oh, bullshit. Are you kidding me?
Where are you getting that? I happen to know it's true.
You've been to a lot of conventions and everything, right?
I've been to a few Barbie doll collection conventions, yes. And the women you see there are primarily white. The conversation...
The conversation what? Falls to white nationalism?
Yes, white nationalism and keeping the race pure. Jesus, that split my eardrums.
God damn, Phil, it did me too. I don't care. That's the funniest damn thing I ever did done damn see.
See?
Or hear. The conversation falls.
You go ahead and laugh, Phil. I've been at 5 Barbie doll conventions in the last 10 years, and it is the wonderful group of gals. They come with their Barbie dolls. They collect them. They have the beautiful boxes and the dresses, and we all sit around and we see white faces, and we say, how do we keep the blood pure? It's just...
You're kidding me.
Would I kid you, bud?
Yeah, you're my favorite turd.
Would I kid you, you're my favorite turd?
Let's never mind about the gags. You're telling me...
I'm not kidding.
So the women get together at these Barbie doll conventions.
How many different ways you want me to say it?
They get together at Barbie doll conventions, and they look at each other's faces, and they say, how do we keep the blood pure?
That's right. Well, I'm glad you're laughing, Phil, because this has been embarrassing for me.
Margaret, I did not want to embarrass you.
Well, then what are you laughing at?
If you're telling me you're still going to Barbie doll conventions and talking about how to keep the blood pure...
Yeah, talk about white nationalism and how to...
At the last Barbie doll convention I went to, okay, we all sat in a room. We were all women from California. We had our Barbie dolls out. All of us ranging in age from our 20s into our 40s and 50s. And we all sat around and we said, you know, to one of the gals spoke and said, look at these beautiful Barbie dolls and look at all of you. And yet the entire world is getting mongrelized. And the women nodded.
Oh, would you get out of here?
You don't want to believe it, Phil. You don't want to believe it because the truth is too horrible.
And what did you say?
What did I say about what?
When they said that. When they said the whole world's getting mongrelized, what'd you say?
I knew what I was up against then. It finally dawned on me.
When was this?
Don't worry about it. It was recent enough, but it was long enough ago.
It was recent enough?
It was long time ago. And the girl said, look at all these beautiful Barbie dolls. What do you think about this mongrelized, you know, and one girl got up and started doing a...
Yeah?
She was doing a...
Like a what?
Like a Nicki Minaj move.
And you're hanging around with these turds.
Not anymore, I'm telling you.
Well, you've been casting a lot of aspersions and anything.
Yeah, you are.
Cast aspersion.
I cast aspersion. What's that?
You're casting aspersions on women that collect Barbie dolls.
Well, isn't that too bad? I'm telling you what I saw and what I heard. And the women marching in and holding their Barbie... and women marching in holding the Barbie dolls aloft and singing, you know, Deutschland über alles.
Get the fuck out of Dodge.
Would you watch your language?
No, I will not. Not if you're going to start lying to me.
I am not lying.
You're telling me they're marching into a convention center holding Barbie dolls aloft.
Yes.
And singing Deutschland über alles.
That was my understanding, yes.
Well, what does that mean, your understanding?
I wasn't there for that.
Well, you know any of this stuff.
I came in right when they had, right when one of the speakers had gotten up, and they were talking about the new Barbies that were coming out, I think, in a couple of years. And then they got on to, how does Barbie comport with blood and soil? Phil thinks the whole thing's a big riot.
It's hard to believe. How does the new Barbie comport with blood and soil?
Yes. And that's when I got...
You got long gone.
Yes, I did.
You were long gone.
Yes.
All right, Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen, we had to clear that up because the whole thing...
Well, did you get cards and letters and all that bullcrap?
You got some people asking a question about you, yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Aren't you the good little FBI Boy Scout?
Oh, people are calling up.
Bud told me that people were calling and saying, what's with Margaret? Was she kidding about jumping out of the chorus and talking about too many Puerto Ricans?
It was a long time ago. I was a young woman. How many of you have not dabbled in extreme forms of political discourse? What about you, Phil?
No. You were never like a commie or anything. No, I was never a commie. The as far left as I got was socialism, and I'm probably still a socialist.
What? God, that's the same thing as being a commie.
No. Anybody that says being a socialist is the same thing as being a commie doesn't even know what a commie is, let alone a socialist. So.
And so I dabbled in National Socialism, and you look at me as if I'm a goose-stepping Frau Braun, goose-stepping on in to give Hitler a blowjob.
Hey, watch it, Margaret.
Well, you brought it up.
No, I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring that up. We got to take a break now, folks. Thank you very much. The world-famous Phil Henry Show coming up. Stephen Bozell, do you have... What did you do, bud?
This is the World Series schedule out of World Series.
What are you talking about, the World Series? Little League World Series. Steve Bozell is going to be on in a moment here to and thank Ms. Pauser, will you?
Yeah, Ms. Pauser, thanks a lot. We don't need you no more.
Was she hanging on the phone?
Yeah.
Well, bud, Toy, next time, bud, let me know if you got people hanging up. We could have let that lady go. Yes, this is the Little League World Series. We've got Steve Bozell coming up. I think no matter what we do in this show, it's all going to come back in my mind to Margaret marching into the convention center, holding a Barbie doll aloft and singing Deutschland über alles.
You know, Phil, I say this with love, but I'd love to geld you with one of those big, long stormtrooper knives that...
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Well,
we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Mark Benzinger Chevrolet and Mark Benzinger Chrysler combined to meet up with Mark Benzinger Cadillac. We've got the super lot to serve you. Oh, God, I'm in love.
What is this thing called love?
Mark Benzinger has combined this all of these auto dealerships under one umbrella. And it literally is a giant umbrella, of savings for you. I'm Mark Benzinger. I've been in the car business since 1972. And I'll never quit. I'll never quit.
I saw you there.
Mark Benzinger's Superlot. Come on in and test drive one of the Dodges, Chevys, Chryslers, Chevrolets, or Cadillacs. A Chevy and a Chevrolet are two completely different things. Mark Benzinger, the Superlot. The Superlot is open, and we'll be here 24 hours a day for the next 5 months. We won't sleep, we'll barely eat. We'll stay awake until we meet our quota of selling $600,000 worth of cars. You heard me right.
What
Mark Benzinger will stay awake until he sells $600,000 worth of cars. He'll never sleep. Mark Benzinger, the super lot of super lots. 2615 East Highway 16 in 15 Town. What is this thing called love? I'm Mark Benzinger. I'm the definition of love.
Famous Phil Henry Show here at the El Pacifico.
Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. The Little League World Series is upon us now. We featured an encore presentation of a show we did last summer about the Little League World Series. And it featured Steve talking. This is a very, very important thing for him. Well, Steve Bozell celebrates the Little League World Series like some of us celebrate a Super Bowl, if you want to be honest about it. And it's an important, important event for him. And Steve is joining us from...
He's in a bathtub, we told, because he works hard, and I told him, yes, he could do it.
All right, Steve, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Mr. I was just getting a bar of soap. I can hear you fine.
And you're in the bathtub, huh?
Yeah, I told Dickman I was in it. He said, well, Mr. Henry doesn't want me in a tub, or he didn't want nobody in the tub. I said, I don't want you in a tub. He said, he doesn't want you in the tub. And I said, well, I got to be in the tub.
I know you work a very hard day. It's just that there's so much noise when people are in a bathtub.
I just trust me on this, Mr. Henry. I have very, very emotionally taxing days.
Oh, we believe that, you know. No question about it.
Well, what's that mean?
Well, Steve, you've been on the program before, near tears on a variety of topics.
That's what I call prejudicial thinking, all right? You're prejudicing the audience before they even get a chance to see me and hear me and, you know, feel me out and feel...
Feel you up.
No, I didn't say feel me up. I said feel me out.
No, you're right. You're right. We're going to give you an opportunity for the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard Steve Bozell, here he is.
And forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in a bathtub because I had a big, long day.
Now, is April with you or...
In the tub?
No, I mean, is she home?
Yeah, April's here. And she's got a, yeah, the squeeze soap. She's got the squeeze soap for me, so.
What is the squeeze soap?
Never mind. It's just something for my back.
All right, Steve, we have the Little League World Series schedule. I guess you do, too. Do you want to, we'll read along with you?
Yeah, I've got it right here. Keep it out of the water. God.
What happened?
I dropped it in the water. Oh, that's all right. I got it. Can I get the squeeze? Give me the squeeze cheese. I want the squeeze cheese and the crackers, the crackerettes, yeah.
What is squeeze cheese?
It's the cheese that you squeeze out and you and onto the crackerette.
And what? I'm sorry, Steve, I don't know what a crackerette is.
It's a type, it's the crackerette. You've never eaten the crackerette brand.
No, I don't know what that is.
Wow.
No, I haven't heard of crackerette either.
You don't know what a wheat thin is?
Yeah, I know what that is. I know wheat thin, yes.
Okay, well, Ms. Gray... You know, I don't know if...
Ms. Gray, what?
I just heard the show you did about white pride. I'm not sure...
You're not sure what? Ms. Gray... I'll handle it, Margaret. Ms. Gray is here as part of our panel, and whatever it is she talks about, she talks about. We talk about stuff here, Steve. Just shine it on, okay?
All right, but I mean, she's talking all about marching in under Deutschland Uber Alley or whatever that is.
It's called Deutschland Uber Alley, and she did it in college. I'm not that person anymore. Let's talk about who you are. You're in the tub with squeeze cheese. Bud, don't make a spectacle out of it.
What are you laughing at, Dickman?
Sitting in a tub with a squeeze cheese.
With a squeeze cheese?
Dude. What?
Dude. Honey, could you take... Just get me a towel. I want to...
Steve, hold on for a minute. What is squeeze cheese?
You've never gotten a can of cheese that squeezes.
You mean the stuff that comes out of the... It comes out of the tube?
Yeah.
All right, I've never heard it called... I've heard it called just... Well, I guess it is squeeze cheese.
I think it's cheese in a can is what Frank calls it.
All right, you call it... I call it squeeze out or squeeze cheese.
Squeeze out.
Yeah, you're always judging me, Mr. Henry. Why don't you talk to some of the people who come on your program and say some of the stuff like Ms. Gray talking about marching, you know, to singing Heil Hitler.
I never sang Heil Hitler.
Well, you're all there with George Lincoln, you know, with Eva Braun. I don't know.
There you go. That's the most intelligent thing you've said so far. I don't know.
Margaret, if you don't mind, allow me. All right, Steve, so you're in the tub and you like squeeze cheese, and that's great. What we want to talk about is the Little League World Series.
Yeah, and I had it, and then I dropped it. I got it now, though. The Little League World Series is a very major event here at our house because, first of all, it's not really our house. Major League World Series, the Little League World Series, it becomes my house. My wife and my kids leave for the day. They'll be leaving for the weekend. They're going to go to April's dad's house where he lives up in Clear Lake. And then the house is clear. I can bring over friends for a serious weekend of watching a Little League World Series.
I know. I want to get into this, but first of all, it starts tomorrow, right?
Well, it starts tomorrow, but April and the kids won't be leaving for Clear Lake till early Friday. Probably get up about half past eight. Have, you know, probably egg sandwich. Maybe I'll go down to McDonald's and get them the egg muffin. They'll have that orange juice, hash browns, and in April probably. You know, brush your teeth, or the kids will brush their teeth.
I understand, and then they'll go to Clear Lake.
Yeah, then they'll drive up to Clear Lake. That'll be Friday. But today, Thursday, the 16th, why'd I say tomorrow?
Because that's when April's leaving.
Yeah, so it starts today. April and the kids are leaving tomorrow. So I'm just, April, it starts today. So are the guys coming over? Yeah, I'm going to have to, that's why I'm taking a bath.
What, are you getting all clean for your buddies?
Oh, baby.
Yeah, man. Oh, you know.
Oh, baby.
Our general, knock it off, will you? I'm kidding.
Getting clean for my... I'm getting the bath going, because today's the day. I'm going to lay out the whiskey drinks. We drink straight whiskey. I only allow whiskey in the house. Jack Daniels, Wild Turkey, any whiskeys, and those whiskey drinks. They have the Jack Daniels cocktails, and then I have crackers and the squeeze cheese. And
now, let me ask you a question. We got the schedule here. Are you going to be watching the games today?
I'm going to try to. Yeah, I forgot today was Thursday, honey. So you're going to be out of here tomorrow, right? All right. And I'll stop off. I'll get you egg muffins, and make sure your teeth are bright. Well, you know how to do it.
You know, that's your wife, and she's the mother of your children. I think she's got that under control.
I know. I'm just, yeah. So I'll have everybody over starting this afternoon. First game's going to be at 1 o'clock. I think I'll have everybody over for the night games tonight. Mexico, Australia. That's at 5 o'clock. Coventry versus Houston, and that's going to be at 7. Then Friday is going to be Spain and Japan. Grosse Pointe Woods versus Coeur d'Alene. Those American teams. Then Panama and Canada play at 6 o'clock on Friday. And then on Saturday comes the round two, the loser's bracket, and a loser versus a loser and everything like that. And then on Sunday is going to come the World Series.
And you'll be sitting around drinking whiskey.
Yeah, that's correct. You don't drink, I guess.
I drink, but I've never heard of grown men, and only grown men. You don't allow any kids, no family.
That's correct.
Grown men sitting around drinking whiskey and watching the Little League World Series.
Mr. Or General Shaw, as I've indicated before, and I'll be happy to say it again, I'd never tire of saying it, I'll say it again and again and yet again.
I haven't heard you say it one time. What are you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you that Little League was a huge part of my life. It was the last time I was ever proud of myself.
The last time you were ever proud of yourself?
Well, just for athletic competition stuff.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I mean, I loved Little League. We had the chance. I played on the Knoxville, Tennessee Little League. I played for Cooter Motors, which was one of our sponsors.
The name of it?
Cooter Motors in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay, so they sponsored your team.
Yeah, and we went as high as the Tennessee Regionals, and then we got beat by the Williamsburg Boiler Room. They beat us. God, they beat us bad. I'll never forget it as long as I live. I sat in the grandstand after the game just staring at my hands, looking at the field, and I was only 12 years old, but I thought... Man, there was a big lake on the other side of the baseball diamond, a place called Frost Lake. And I looked at that lake. I'm 12, and I thought I'd just walk right into that lake and never...
Are you kidding? At the age of 12?
That's how devastated I was. They beat us bad. I think the score was like something like 22-2, and I didn't want to come out and take my at-bats. It just...
All right, so you got beat, but you made it as far as... You won your league. You made it as far as the Tennessee Regional.
Yeah, but to get our... To get our asses handed to us, 22-2. Shit.
And so this is why you're having all your adult friends over. You're going to drink whiskey.
Adult male friends.
Adult male friends to drink whiskey. And what is the problem here, Steve? Why can't you guys grow up and grow out of this stuff?
Hold on. What are you talking about?
It sounds like, that's exactly what it sounds like. It sounds like you haven't grown out of the defeat and the heartbreak that you had as a child. When you were in Little League, what is that about?
No, it's about reminiscing about the... It's not about that at all. It's about reminiscing about and looking back and being proud of the things, what we achieved, and bonding with other men who were in Little League and the stuff we achieved.
And you guys are going to all hang out as adult men, none of your sons, none of your daughters.
Why, well, what's so bad about that?
Because you can share it with them. I mean, Little League, if ever there was a sport that involved family, it's Little League, you know?
Who wrote that in the rule book? To me, Little League has always been something about getting together with the guys at a bar, throwing down hard liquor drinks. I mean, what's the story here?
What are you talking about, man? You're talking about Little League? You go to a bar, man, to watch a hockey game, maybe. You go to a bar to watch basketball or football, but not go to a bar and watch Little League with all your friends slamming back shots and stuff.
Yeah, sitting there at Boilermakers and everything. None of your kids.
Yeah, that's what sounds weird about it. There's no kids.
What do you mean weird? Would it be weird if a bunch of guys got together to watch the Rose Bowl because they used to play for the college teams and everything like that?
No, that wouldn't be weird because those are adult men at a time when they played in the Rose Bowl. They were college students. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. I can't get together with my male friends and slam back Boilermakers, shots and beers, and just go, yeah, those were good days. God damn, you know, because I got to watch my language around here. I didn't say anything, honey. See what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're saying.
I got to watch my... I can't go to a bar. Can I just get a little bit of hot water here, please?
You can, but I don't like that whole thing.
I know, but the hot water on my back, it feels so soothing. Just give me a shot right there, honey. Yeah. Give me a shot of hot water there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sorry. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Just shut it off. Shut it off. So what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it is you guys seem to be stuck at the age of 12. I don't see anything wrong with going back to the glory days of college when you were a young man getting ready to embark on your life's careers, and you're reminiscing about a football game instead of being 12 years old, not even out of middle school, and you're getting together and slamming shots and thinking about your glory days with Cooter.
Yes, with Cooter Motors.
Oh, yeah. With Cooter Motors. You're saying it like it's a dirty word or something. You're talking about one of the proudest times of my athletic career when I played for Cooter Motors at third base, and you go, Cooter Motors, like it's something you found inside a diaper.
Oh, really? You're really ashamed, huh?
No, I'm not ashamed. Ms. Gray has made it sound like something dirty, something I'm proud of, and you've made it sound dirty.
Well, now, ain't that just a sad thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What are you trying to say? I'm going to get out of the tub.
You're nude.
I know I'm nude. Can I get a towel? What is so funny?
Steve, there are much worse things in this world than losing at the Little League Regional.
Oh, yeah, really? What are they? Tell me about it.
How about inoperable brain cancer?
Oh, my God. You really go below the belt. I'm talking about normal stuff that's bad. Okay.
Normal stuff that's bad. Here's what I would like to just say, okay? You're on the show.
You invited me on the program.
No, you called us and wanted to be on because you wanted to make sure everybody knew that the Little League World Series is starting.
Yeah, and I come on, and all my friends are listening. Forget that now. They won't be my friends at all.
Are you really, Bozell, you really?
Now, General, you and I a long time ago decided that we couldn't, you know, yeah. Uh-huh. Wait. You and I decided a long time ago that we weren't of the same ilk, that you and I didn't come, we weren't the same people.
Well, you got that right. That goes without saying. But I'm just saying, why can't you, you know, if you want to come on here and celebrate the Little League World Series, I love it. I think it's a fantastic thing. Now you're telling me you're hanging out with your, I don't even know why I care. You know what? That's a very good point.
Yeah, bingo, right there. Hey, see, April? Yeah, she's left. My wife, April's all embarrassed about it. Now I got to put my own hot water on. Yeah. Okay.
Notice I'm not saying anything.
I know, and I'm trying to keep my how good it feels to a minimum.
So you're just going, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go, yeah. I went, yeah.
And I didn't do that either.
Yes, you did, sir. Your voice.
Getting back to the discussion here. I think the general said it, and Robert, you kind of nodded your head. Yeah, I don't know why we're giving a hard time. You know what, ma'am? If that's what you want to do, knock yourself out. You know?
Well, thank you, because that's what I'm trying to say. It's my right as a man to be, you know, to do the things that I do and to be the things that I want to be. And everybody trying to...
Well, have fun, Steve, at the Little League World Series with your buddies, drinking hard whiskey.
Just a question. Why the hard liquor?
Because that's what it's going to take to knock the pain.
So you are in pain.
Yeah, I'm in pain about losing. Yeah, Cooter Motors. God damn it. We were so good. We go up against that Williamsburg boiler room. And I remember thinking, boy, why don't you guys get a boiler right out here in the parking lot and just put me in it. And heat it up to about 3,000 degrees and turn me into soup.
Turn you into soup.
That's right.
Steve, you sound despondent. Are you looking forward to this?
I was until I started talking to you guys. Give me a little more. Yeah. Okay. See, that makes me feel, that cheers me up, see, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I know you're doing that to piss me off, and you know, it's not going to piss me off.
Oh, okay. But it makes me feel so much better. Hey, yeah, Henry.
So it did piss you off, yes. So that's 2 years in a row we've had Steve Bozell on the show to talk about his love of the Little League World Series, and man, it's getting more...
It gets more neurotic and obsessive as time goes on.
It certainly does. So watch that tomorrow, the Little League World Series, today as well, and...
Yeah, all the way through Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know what loser's bracket means, bud, do you know?
Nah, I don't know.
You gonna watch it?
Not me, no.
I'm gonna probably watch it. All right, folks, thanks for joining us. World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampry Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
And tomorrow night is our big backstage pass chat. It'll be on Facebook Live until a couple of weeks. We'll have the stream back up. Phil is on vacation next week.
Got on Saturday Cinema coming up on Saturday as well. Don't forget to get a backstage pass. Yeah, get a backstage pass and a subscription to our website at philhendryshow.com. And it is the best value online other than porn. You're going to find any place, y'all.
Am I on the air? I've got... All I'm trying to do is have a whiskey drink.
Just shut up, Moselle.